From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this another Monday and another edition of the Living Truth Radio program from the Way of Truth Ministries studios. It's such a joy to be able to come your way every day at this same time on this same radio station with the teaching of and the study of the Word of God. Last week, we began a series entitled, How to Be a Triumphant Christian. And I believe that that's a very important series. It's a very important thought to consider simply because of the fact that we find that there are many Christians who are really struggling in their Christian life. I remember a number of years ago, a fellow came to me and he said, Pastor Gary, the Christian life is a hard life to live. Well, if we are trying to live it in our own strength, it is a very difficult, if not an impossible, life to live. We can't live out biblical principles by our own strength. But when we allow the Spirit of God to work in our lives, and when we determine to yield to the Spirit of God and allow Him to teach us the Word of God and allow Him to strengthen us and to sustain us, then we can live the triumphant Christian life. And so it really goes back to depending upon the Spirit of God to give us the strength. But having said that, there are certain principles that we need to take into consideration and we should apply to our lives if indeed we want to have a triumphant Christian life. The Bible teaches us in 1 John chapter 5 that we have overcome through faith in Jesus Christ. It teaches us in Romans chapter 8 that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord, and yet there are some Christians who constantly struggle with sin in their lives. Rather than living a triumphant Christian life, they are living a defeated Christian life. That's not good. It's not honoring to God, and certainly it does not even help the cause of Christ. And so, we've been talking about this concept of being a triumphant Christian, and I mentioned five elements of that with you, and we studied them together last week, and I just want to review them here very briefly today, and then we'll continue to look at some elements that relate to the triumphant Christian living. Last week, we noted, first of all, that it's important to be sure of your salvation. Obviously, you cannot live the Christian life if you are not a Christian. But that's the fundamental factor. Make certain that you're saved. Then we talked about yielding to the Lordship of Christ. If we're going to live to please the Lord and live victoriously, we must make certain that Christ is the Lord of our lives. That's what I'm calling the controlling factor. Thirdly, we must flee sinful situations and live the life separated unto God. If we are not fleeing sinful situations, then we're going to fall into sin and be defeated as a Christian. And so I call that the separation factor, living the separated life. Then, number four, we talked about the importance of studying the Word of God daily. We must be in the Word of God every day, not just to read it, but to dig into it, to study it, to digest it, to meditate upon it, to make it a part of our lives. And I call that the defensive factor, the defensive factor. And then, Friday, we indicated that it's very important for us to pray consistently. The Bible teaches us that we are to pray without ceasing, and rather than fainting and falling spiritually, we should be prayer-minded in all that we do, and I have called that the strengthening factor. Today, we want to continue our study on how to be a triumphant Christian, and the sixth point that I bring to your attention is the fact that it's important to confess our sin and all of our sin immediately. We must practice the concept of confessing sin. Now, it is true that once we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, our sins are taken away. Our sins are cleansed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That has to do with our position in Christ. But if we want to maintain a good walk with the Lord from the practical perspective, when sin comes into our lives, it's important, it's significant that we confess that sin or those sins, whatever the case may be. There are some people out there who believe that once you trust Jesus Christ as Savior, you never need to confess any sin at all. Well, beloved, that's not true. It's not true. Yes, when we trust Christ as Savior, our sin is covered, past, present, and future. But when we commit a particular sin, if we want to maintain a good walk with the Lord and have good fellowship with the Lord as it relates to our practice, we need to confess that sin. Positionally, yes, our sin is covered. But on the practical basis, consistently, confession of sin is very important. And without confessing our sin consistently, we're not going to be able to have the strength to live the Christian life triumphantly. So let's go to 1 John chapter 1. And notice, if you would please, verses 8, 9, and 10. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 says, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us." What about you? Are you telling people that you've never sinned? Are you telling yourself that you do not sin? Well, if you say that, if you think that, if you believe that, you're deceiving yourself. I remember a number of years ago preaching in a rescue mission in Washington, D.C. And as I was preaching, there's a fellow right down front. He was really saying, "Amen, amen, praise God, hallelujah." And I was preaching on sin and how that we all sin. And after the service was over, he came up to me and he said, "I agree with everything that you said tonight, preacher, with exception of one thing." And so I said, "What is that?" He said, "Well, I have never sinned." Well, I don't know if he really believed that or not, but the Bible tells us that we all have sinned. And even as a Christian, we do sin from time to time. So let's not say that we have no sin, because we do sin, and if we deny that we've sinned, the truth is not in us. Then drop down to verse 10 of 1 John chapter 1, where it says, "If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." And so if we say we have not sinned, if we say we have no sin, we are not believing the truth. In fact, we are calling God a liar, and that's not a good thing. The fact of the matter is, even as Christians, every day we will sin. Now, sin should certainly be the exception rather than the rule in our lives. But you and I cannot live a day without a sin in thought, word, attitude, or deed. And that's why confessing sin is very important to living the triumphant Christian life. Again, look at verse 9 of 1 John 1. It says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That, beloved, does not have to deal with our position. It has to deal with our practice. Positionally, we are washed in the blood. But if we want to maintain a good line of communication in order to serve the Lord effectively, to fellowship with the Lord effectively, to worship the Lord effectively, we must be willing to confess our sin the moment we realize that we have sinned. Now, that word confess is an interesting word. It means to agree with God. And so when we sin, we need to agree with God that we have wronged him. And when we go to the Lord and say, "Lord, I have sinned. I have wronged you." The Bible says here that he is faithful and just to forgive us of those sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness on the practical basis. When we sin, as Christians, we don't need to get saved again because our salvation is eternal. Our salvation is for certain forever and ever and ever. But when you and I as Christians sin, it hinders our walk with the Lord. It hinders the ability to have the strength of the Lord to serve the Lord. It's just like the fact that when I was a child growing up, I certainly could not deny the fact that I was the son of Gorman and Dorothy Maydell. No doubt about that. They loved me and I loved them, and that would never change. But if I disobeyed them, then I may get into a situation where my relationship with them wasn't the way that it should be until, number one, I confessed what I did to them, and secondly, they might even have had to discipline me about the situation. And you understand what I'm saying, don't you? Well, thank God for eternal security. Thank God for the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. But when you and I have sinned, we need to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I agree with you. And name that sin and talk to God about it. And he is faithful and just to forgive us. And he is faithful because he promised that he would. He is just because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ to forgive us so that we might continue to be able to walk with him in perfect harmony. Make certain that you don't go throughout your life with unconfessed sin. If you want to live the triumphant Christian life, the confession of sin immediately is something that's important to do. Well, thank you so much for being there by the radio today. Until tomorrow, this is Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. To that we say amen and amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.